yours.
It's me.
I think this is episode 149.
And we are doing we are doing scooter culture, right?
No.
Fuck. God. Yeah, I don't. That's such an unfortunately specific episode to be surprised to have to do an intro. Let's see. Scooters. Welcome to How Do We Human.
Oh my god.
This is a podcast where we overanalyze all the weird and uncomfortable micro moments in life. I'm one of your hosts, Evan Scooter Cox.
I'm one of your hosts, Chris Scooter Benny. We're both nicknamed Scooter.
We are.
The two scooters. That's what they call us?
Yes.
Two scoots.
In the same vein as the them two popes.
Yeah, that's right. Them two popes.
We're talking scooter culture.
Yeah.
If you haven't been listening to this podcast for very long, you're probably like, why would they call the episode that? That's weird.
Yeah, that's because this is an episode that Evan had wanted to do a long time ago. But I had never ridden one of the bird or lime or scooters that you activate with your phone.
Yes. Is that what this should be called? Phone-activated scooters?
Phone-activated scooter culture.
Phone-activated scooter culture coming to you soon. But before we get to that, hey.
Or PASC is the acronym.
Like we always say at the beginning of the show, rate and review us. Do it.
We always say that at the beginning of the show.
We want to remind you.
Sometimes
you've
it accidentally
it
like gets cut out, but we've always said it at the beginning of every episode.
I have a bad habit. If you listen to our spills episode, you know I'm a spiller, so I spill something on the keyboard, and it just always happens to take that out.
Yeah.
But hey, leave us a review. Leave us 5 stars. You love us, and we love you. But now. I was going to say, but first. Not first. Go do that right now. Then come back. Okay, now you're back. Chris?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I've got a story that I'm not sure if I've told already.
Oh, boy.
I have a backup story in case I get found out. But this story was still in my notes app, but I had not... cleaned that out in the last several weeks, so this may be a story that I've told already.
That's just like our emails, like, clean out your notes app. I've never cleaned out my notes app. That's wild.
And here's the thing, is the story is going to start very similarly to stories I know I have told on this podcast.
Great.
And that's to say, I ordered something from Domino's.
Woo!
And very rarely in this pandemic do the delivery drivers follow my instructions for contactless delivery. They often ignore that and want to make contact with me, to make contact with intelligent life on the other side of the apartment door.
Close encounters.
I
don't know, DiGiorno kind.
It's not DiGiorno, it's delivery.
I said DiGiorno.
This delivery driver did follow the instructions, and he left the pizza on the doormat and left. And I open the door, I grab the pizza, and then there's another box on top of the pizza. And I'm like, uh-oh, I think I got a free thing again.
Oh, no.
I got that disgusting-looking cheesy bread that one time. And so I, look, and yeah, it's cheesy bread again. And then I look at the pizza, and it's not the pizza I ordered.
Fuck.
And then I look at the little sticker on the box that has the address of who it's being delivered to, and it's not my name. It's not my address. They've just delivered the wrong order to me.
Now, was this an edible-looking pizza to you? Did you consider keeping it, or did you keep it?
Well, I first rushed out to the front of my building to try to stop the driver. As soon as I get outside, the driver drives away.
Of course. The perfect crime.
The perfect crime. Drive-by pizza delivery. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to do. I straight up have no idea what to do in this situation. Because, I want my pizza. The pizza I ordered. This pizza's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not what I ordered or what I wanted. And I don't want to start eating it in case, they come back. And they're like, hey, I think we gave you the wrong pizza. Here's yours. Let's swap them out. So I decide to call. First, I Google what to do, because that's how everybody solves their problems nowadays.
Good way to start.
But I call the store's number, and I'm on hold for 25 minutes, and then I give up.
Yeah.
So I log it. There's a spot to log it in the app of how are you? Is there something wrong with your order or whatever? And so I logged it in there, and they gave me points back for a free pizza at a future date. That's not my pizza now, and the address that's on there is it's walking distance from my apartment.
Oh, man.
So do I just
walk
do I walk the distance?
He's going the distance.
He's going with cheese. I don't know if I should just... I don't know what to do. And I am racked with guilt that I can't even eat this pizza. I can't eat the pizza. Oh, I can't eat the cheesy bread. I messaged my girlfriend. I'm like, what would you do in this situation? And she's like, did you get more items than what you paid for? And I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, then that's a win.
You win, yeah.
But I don't feel like a winner. I don't want to eat this blood pizza.
Blood pizza.
So I brought it to work the next day and just gave it to...
You didn't eat it?
I didn't eat it. I felt
Holy
so bad.
Shit.
I felt like I was going to get caught in a... you ate the wrong pizza. That's what I was afraid of. I was afraid the pizza police were going to come.
This is the people that put a dollar on the ground. Watching you and you took it.
I thought that that show, What Would You Do or whatever it's called is, I thought they had installed cameras in my home. What would you do if you got the wrong pizza?
I'm going to start my own version of that show. That's just called You Took It, You Monster. I'd have eaten the shit out of that pizza.
Yeah, I was going to ask what you would have done, and now I know.
It depends. I probably would have eaten it. But I know it's weird how that works when, even if it is, which it sounds like it was, it sounds like there was nothing offensive on this pizza.
No, nothing offensive.
Nothing offensive that you
No, it was like a
eat.
Pepperoni and something else. I had ordered just a sausage pizza.
Pepperoni and bombs.
That's right.
But when it's it's the same thing. If you had ordered that pizza and the exact same pizza came, it would be that's a good pizza. But you didn't order that pizza and it came anyways. And it's it feels... bad. It feels like bad pizza. It feels like you shouldn't be eating it. Hey, that's Domino's fault.
Yeah.
You gotta eat that pizza.
Yeah.
Did you even have a slice when you brought it to work?
I don't know if I had a whole slice, but I did take a bite.
You just nibbled?
I had a nibble, yeah.
Oh my god.
Evan?
Yeah?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. That was a good story. I had not heard that story before. Would be an unfortunate time for me to be
you've told that before. You've
last
told it on
week.
Three separate episodes.
I didn't never get tired of hearing it. Yeah, I don't have much of a story, just a weird realization that I had. You see, I, like a lot of people in this fine green and blue sphere.
Yeah. I like to call it the Earth.
Get out of here, Tim Allen. I was a
you guys want to hear my thoughts on the election?
I was a big fan of the HBO series The Leftovers. And
yeah, speaking of food.
Oh yeah, tell me about it.
I brought those leftovers.
You brought
to
those
work.
Leftovers. And then everyone disappeared. I was at Goodwill getting pants. I succeeded. I got pants.
All
right. I'm wearing them right now. So that's nice. But I also saw the book version of it, which is like, I always kind of meant to read that book. I heard it's a little different from the show. Let's do it. So I got that book. It was super cheap. It was got Goodwill. So it was like, yeah, $2 or something. And I started reading it, and in the show, the character played by Justin Theroux in the Justin Theroux show,
yeah,
plays the sheriff of that town.
Okay, is in this the, going to be a Justin Theroux analysis of the show?
I hope
very
it's
thorough.
I hope it's thoroughly entertaining, if nothing else.
What are we doing?
Who knows? Alienating people, mostly. making people wish they had not been left over. Rapture me! Just change the name of the podcast. Rapture
yes,
me now.
Yes, and so many people Rapture are trying me. To copy our goddamn podcast title.
Rapture me now!
Come on. What Do are you it. Waiting for?
I'm right here. In the book.
Get to the heavens. Go!
That character is not the sheriff of the town. He's the mayor. And you know, when you're reading a book, you're trying to imagine the characters. But when you've seen the show in the first place, it's sometimes you've got that influence of like, all right, this kind of looks like Justin Theroux to me.
Yeah.
So I think for that reason, it's the wardrobe stuck out to me more. You know, sheriff, that looks like a sheriff. I realized like, I'm trying to place him as a mayor. And the natural... Like, I'd be curious to know what you think a mayor looks like, because in my mind,
I think it's like a big, giant cheeseburger head, like a suit.
My idea is basically the same, or just like old mayors from the old west, like a big purple suit with a long top hat, maybe some mutton chops. And I'm like, this is not what mayors look like. But I can't. Every time it mentions he's doing mayoral things... he's dressed in a big purple suit with a giant top hat.
When,
it's fucking me up.
When I'm not picturing Mayor McCheese, and you say Mayor, Paul F. Tompkins would be the
okay.
image that comes to my mind.
I mean, the guy in a purple suit with a
yeah.
top hat.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Let us know what you think mayors look like.
Yeah. When I'm not thinking of Mayor McCheese, I'm thinking of Paul F. Tompkins. That's what I want on my tombstone.
When I'm not drinking Dos Equis, I'm thinking about Mayor McCheese. All right. Now that I brought the energy down.
Yeah.
You want to talk about scooters?
Yes, I do.
This
is the culture that of that one Muppet, right? With the
mm-hmm.
the big yellow head and the orange hair and the glasses.
Which one's Scooter?
The one with the big yellow head, the orange hair, and the glasses.
I was only half listening to your description, and I heard both of them. What's the name of his buddy?
I don't know if he has just a buddy.
What? Wait, who are we talking? Oh,
I think you're thinking
I'm
of
thinking
Dr.
Of...
Bunsen, Honeydew, and Beaker.
Beaker's who I was thinking of.
Yeah. No, Scooter's... yeah, me. No, here, I'll pull up a picture of Scooter real quick.
I see him now. I know okay, Scooter. Okay, okay. He's, you know, the yellow head with the...
the orange hair.
This is how closely I listen to you. Oh, God. My listening and comprehension has taken a nosedive the older I've gotten. I feel like you've got a story to share about your first ever Scooter ride.
That's true. And for the listener, you know, when I was a kid, I had a Razor scooter, as we all did.
I did not have a Razor. I had off-brand.
Oh, really? What was the off-brand for Razor?
.gov.
You had a .gov scooter.
Yeah.
Cruising around on your .gov. Okay, well, I had a Razor scooter. But it was not a scooter that had a motor. It was all
right,
all Flintstones powered, which is to say, with my feet. Mm-hmm. I had never used a Lime scooter, which is what's most prominent in my neighborhood. Although there are Bird scooters, and now there's another type of scooter. I think it's like a Line scooter. So there's Line and there's Lime in the same neighborhood now.
There's Line, but then there's also Uber has scooters. The Uber
scooter. An Uber scooter, yeah. An
Uber scooter.
I thought that was something that you made up in one of your plugs.
I would never.
Wasn't it Scoober?
Actually, yeah. No,
Scoober's got legs.
Scoober.
Is what you said.
Scoober's got legs. That's right. I did make up Scoober.
Anyways, you can't even listen to yourself now.
I know. I'm not paying attention to anything. I'm,
I had downloaded the app for Lime scooters like good months start. And months ago because I was like, well, I was like, if my car won't start or something, worst case scenario. Rather than just call out because I'm a little capitalist pig,
I can
still get to my job by taking one of these scooters.
And towing your car with it.
That's right. And I also was thinking about getting a scooter because they've changed where we park now at work to where it's further. And so some people have like longboards or scooters. There's like a free, like shuttle that we can take from where we park. So it's not like you have to walk, but the shuttle is unreliable. So, I was thinking about getting a scooter or, like a collapsible bike or something to keep in my car in case, I can't get the shuttle.
So expensive though.
Yeah, exactly. And
jeez.
The bikes are expensive and the scooters are expensive. So I wanted to test one out before I committed to that purchase. And these scooters, I think you've even told stories of you eating shit on these scooters. And so that's the reputation that they have mostly to me is
to
like
be fair, I have not eaten shit on a scooter. I ate shit on a bicycle, something I've been riding since I was 9.
Is that what you ate shit on in Seattle?
Yeah, it was it was a Lime bike.
Okay. I thought it was a scooter. But anyway, there have been plenty of people who have ate shit on scooters, so that, my point still stands.
It's true.
I finally, this past week, decided it was time to test one of these babies out. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do it at night when fewer people were around. And there's a Habit burger grill kind of near me. And so I had a gift card from like fucking 8 or 9 years ago to the Habit burger grill. Huh. I was like, let's get this baby out of my wallet.
Is it still good?
Yeah, there was no expiration date on
Jeez.
It. But I will say, when I went to the Habit and they tried to use it, it took a very long time and I felt real bad.
We've been holding this burger here for you these 8 or 9 years.
And now you have to eat it.
And we're gonna watch.
But so I was like, oh, that'll be the perfect, like, kind of short distance.
Yeah,
to get over to get my food, and then I'll be able to get my food back to my apartment really quick.
Yeah,
because I'll be on that little scooter.
Scoot, scoot.
I started walking over there, and I had the app up, and I was looking for, like, where's a close scooter, and there was one really close, and so I walk over to it. But there's people just like sitting on. It's right in front of an apartment building, and on the little like. Tiny wall near the apartment building, there are people just like sitting and talking, like right next to these scooters.
Boy.
And I was like, I'll just wait for the next one. And so I keep walking because I really didn't want to see to either take their scooter or for them to see me figure out how to use this for the first time.
Before we see where this story fully ends up going.
Yeah.
Just that experience right there. Do you now see how I accidentally ended up walking like 5 miles?
Yes, but you were going in like the opposite direction. I was still walking towards the Habit Burger Grill.
I got there.
So I skipped that first opportunity for a scoop.
Yeah, I get that. That's stressful.
Yeah, now there are like 3 scooters up ahead on the map. And so I'm walking towards, I'm walking along a relatively busy street because this Habit is at one of those nightmare Los Angeles intersections that's like 6 different streets all coming together as one.
Come on, that's just a drive-thru. Just turn off of I-5.
Yeah, this is a nightmare alley that you gotta get to. So that movie was about. It was about this intersection near my apartment.
Yeah.
Belfast
food.
Yep. And so I pass the first scooter. Mm. I'm like, but I don't see a scooter over here.
Oh.
That's weird. So I go towards the next one. And I passed that one too. I'm like, where are these scooters? Are they inside the buildings? How is that possible? And I find out eventually that they are on the other side of the busy street. And so I'm like, well, these are a lost cause.
Yeah.
So I go to I get to the intersection, cross, and then go over to the Habit Grill. It looked like there was a long line, so I pretended that I needed something from the CVS first, and so I wandered around the CVS for a couple minutes, and then I went to the Habit Grill. Then I used my gift card. The cashier had to call a manager over because it froze their whole system, and I was like, I'm sorry. You can just throw the whole gift card away. It's fine. I get my patty melt and my grilled chicken Caesar salad. And I leave, and right there on the intersection, like right at the crosswalk.
Yeah.
There's a Lime scooter.
There you go.
Wow. Here we go. This is my ride home.
It's going to happen.
And then I thought about it, and I was like, do I want to ride this for the first time in the nightmare intersection?
Oh, yeah.
So I decided not to. I walk all the way home with my food, having not ridden a scooter. I eat my patty melts that I have to reheat in the microwave because it's a little, it's not super hot anymore.
Yeah, no.
I try one bite of that grilled chicken Caesar salad, and I'm like, this is disgusting. Throw that in the trash. And then I'm like, now it's time to ride a scooter.
Oh, man.
So I go back to that first scooter that I passed, the one outside the apartment building.
Yeah.
There's nobody there anymore. There's one Lime scooter and there's one Line scooter parked right next to each other. So I get the app out and there's no instructions for how to do this for the first time. And so I press the little icon hoping that it'll tell me what to do. It's like, okay, scan this scooter.
Yeah.
And so I find the QR code. I scan it and it's like, all right. and then it gives instructions for the first time. And it's like, wear a helmet, which, like, first of all, who is walking around with their helmet?
This is a but big no part scooter. Of the issue with scooters.
Makes no sense to me. And it says, like, test the brakes first and kick to start. Those are the three things. Wear a helmet, test the brakes, kick to start.
Yeah.
And so it's dark. It's like 8 p.m. maybe at this point. But there's nobody really around. And so I get on that scooter and I kick to start. And I'm trying to, I test the brakes and they work fine. And now I'm trying to figure out how to, like, make it go. And I'm like twisting the handle. I'm like trying to figure out where the on thing is. I'm like, oh, is it on the back wheel? That's where the, like, Razor scooter's brake used to be. And right. The brake is here on the handlebar. So maybe there's something back there. I can't figure this out. I'm like, maybe I'm not kicking hard enough because it said kick to start. And maybe the force of whatever kick I have is what activates the motor. And so I, like, just keep kicking down the street using it like a fucking manual Razor scooter. And I can't figure it out. So I'm like, I guess this is the story. And so I leave it back at the apartment building. And I get off. I take a little screenshot of my ride. How far do you think I rode on this scooter, by the way?
Oh, not. It doesn't sound like very far.
69 feet. Nice. And then as I'm you have to take a photo of it being out of the way of cars and pedestrians. So I take a photo, and then as I'm walking away, I see where you're supposed to activate the motor. God damn it. So then I get back on, I scan it again, I get back on the scooter.
Get back on that horse.
And now I am able to use the scooter the way it's intended. And I will say that I found it fun, but if Los Angeles was, like, not as compact of a city, and if it was better maintained in terms of roads and sidewalks, I would use it. But because it's not, I don't know that I felt particularly safe using one of those.
Absolutely not. Wow, that's a riveting story.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that. I also enjoyed that, like, when we went to I can't think of the name of the place, the hot dog place by you.
Doghouse?
Doghouse. When you went to Doghouse, you got a burger. And when you go to a burger place, you got a patty melt.
That's right. I'm mixing it up. I'm crazy.
Just a little off.
It's because the last time that I went to the Habit Burger Grill, I think I got food poisoning.
Mm.
And it was from a burger.
Yeah.
And so I was debating between the patty melt or the Impossible Burger that they have there. And I chose the patty melt. What I really wanted was a regular Caesar salad, but or a regular chicken Caesar salad, but this was a grilled chicken Caesar salad, and I don't do that. give me that cold chicken. Don't put the hot chicken in my salad.
Oh, I like hot chicken in a salad.
Nah, give me that cold chicken.
Nah, cold salad, hot chicken. I have a question.
Yes.
So, again, for those who haven't listened to all 148 other episodes of this for some reason.
And how dare you?
How dare you? The gall! We appreciate you being here, but so I
if this is your first episode, congratulations on making it to this point. Evan and I talked for 45 minutes before we started recording, something we have not done in a very long time.
It's been a while. There was a lot to catch
probably
up
since
on.
We started recording in person, or since we recorded in person is probably the last time that we talked that long before recording an episode.
That's probably true. Anyway, I'm here to say I have a decent amount of experience with these scooters now. I forget why I was saying that, because we talked so long. I don't remember what I was about to say, but I do remember what I was about to ask you. Because this is very important to me. And I wonder if we're on the same page here. Where did you ride that scooter? You in the street or you on the in the sheets?
I'm so glad that you asked me this because I wanted to ask you,
great,
where am I supposed to ride this?
So the answer is legally, you're supposed to ride it in the road like it's a bicycle.
Okay, that's where I was. I was in lane, I was out in these streets for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. If there's a bike lane, use a bike lane. If not, hug the right side of the street. You're not supposed to be on sidewalks. The tough thing is, like you found, riding in the street can be very scary.
Yes.
Especially leaving my apartment when you get down to the super busy street at the end of the hill mm-hmm. there. There's a bike lane, and then after like 4 or 5 blocks, there just isn't a bike lane. And then yeah. there's an intersection that you and I saw someone get hit at.
Yeah, that's another nightmare intersection.
It's a real bad
one. Los Angeles is famous for.
And there are plenty of times I've gone through that on a scooter. Because I used to have I was dating a girl that lived just on the other side of that that nightmare intersection. I'm like, I gotta go. But most people seem to ride them on the sidewalks. And the trade-off is, you know, hey, on the sidewalk, you're going to kill someone if you hit them. Because now you know these things go pretty fucking fast.
They do, yeah. I was surprised.
It's surprising. The first time you get on, just how, like, after you kick it and you're like, great, now this little motor will keep it going at this speed. And then you're like going 30 miles per hour all of a sudden. Like, fuck!
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, you know, if you're on the sidewalk, you could really injure someone. Or you could be in the street and kill yourself.
Yeah, well, even the, like, because I rode at night, there weren't really many cars around at all. I think I saw one car while I was out riding.
Oh, Night Rider.
Night Rider. So that was part of my concern, but just in general, like, there's so many potholes.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I don't know if this is as prominent in your neck of the woods, but up here in the valley, they just fucking love to put steel plates in the middle of the road.
Yeah. Totally.
So there are a bunch of those, and like the steel, the way that they've set them is not necessarily smooth.
No.
For the tiny scooter wheels. So there's that concern. Yeah. And then the sidewalk, even like pedestrians aside, because of, I'm assuming because of earthquakes, but this could just be poor city infrastructure.
Right.
There are like full-on sidewalk panels, I want to call them. I don't know what slabs.
Slabs.
That are just absolute tripping hazards.
Yeah.
Like they are not flat at all. One of them is raised higher.
Yeah.
And so you're on that scooter, you're gonna eat it.
Well, there's also plenty on sidewalks, plenty of spots where they're just like trees, tree roots broke through cement. So you got a little ramp there. Yeah, on the fucky sidewalks, like I at least I've got the my teen years behind me,
right.
My skateboarding years. So I'm like, all right, I know how to shift my weight to be safe. But like, yeah, even coming back towards my apartment, if I'm going from that way where like the grocery store is, in the bike lane, it's fucked. That bike lane is so, there's like a series of those metal plates, and mm-hmm. then also just areas where there's potholes and shit in the middle of the bike lanes. I'm like, how's this okay?
Right,
come on, LA. Yeah. Come on. You gotta bring the Olympics here in 2028. You can't fix the fucking roads.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Yeah, it's if these scooters were available in like every city, and I was in a city that was like better maintained and more like spread out, less dense, I'd probably use those scooters because the product itself is good. Yeah. It's the place that the product is in that is not conducive to using the product.
Totally. And that's part of what's weird about Seattle, where I crashed on that Lime bike. The only reason I was on a bike, those scooters are not legal in Seattle. And I would say Seattle has, like, bike lanes galore, like, on busy streets, too, like, down Broadway. That's where I crashed, because I was not in the bike lane. I was on the train tracks, like a dummy. But, comparatively, I would feel so much safer riding around Seattle than I do L.A. But it's hard to argue the ease.
The other thing that I am curious to know as someone who has used these scooters on multiple occasions, do you ever feel like a plastic bag floating through the wind? But also, do you ever have reservations about taking a scooter? Are you ever like, oh, this is probably somebody who, like, for example, that one that was at the crosswalk point in the intersection.
Yeah.
To me, my thought process was, oh, that person just like probably went into this CVS and is going to come back out and take that same scooter. I know you can reserve the scooter for a certain amount of time, but
in my mind, because that is an option, if you didn't do it, fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck them. Okay.
I'm taking it. But yes, I've definitely had, because you can tell, you know.
Yeah.
I guess you can't really tell for sure, because I think about where I park it. If I'm coming back to my apartment, I'm like, yeah, that probably looks like someone's coming out to get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I've had reservations. When I didn't see a reservation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I take that
was that and where to ride them were the two biggest.
Where do I go?
Confusing things to me. Yeah.
I can go anywhere.
Yeah. I just, I don't know. It was, I don't think I'll buy one to use from my car to get to work, because it seems pretty risky and pretty expensive for what would essentially be a very short ride. One of my supervisors had gotten one that he lives closer to work than I do, but he would just take it from his place to work. But then he ate it and had to have his arm in a sling for several weeks.
Yeah, it never inspires confidence. I'm like, no. I should do that.
Yeah.
Buyer beware.
And one of my other supervisors also has a scooter. And one of the other supervisors told her, like, hey, you should really have a helmet since you're going to be on this busy street on your way from the parking area to work. And she was like, oh, I'm wearing a beanie, so if anything happens, it'll all be in there.
That'll hold it all in.
I don't think you know how that works.
That place is just full of what I'm going to call scoopervisors.
Yep, scoopervisors got legs.
Scoopervisors. Weird thing about me.
Okay, just one?
Just one. Riding these little scooters, because I feel that danger. But, you know, I've mentioned before, I tend to think I'm invincible.
Yes.
For some reason, as I edge closer and closer to death, I feel more and more like, that's not real. And I tend to want to, you could say, do tricks. I don't mean like jumping the scooter or anything. I mean like a ballerina or something. I like to ride one footed and stick my other foot back in the air.
Out to the side or back behind
you? Back behind me. Okay. Like a trail. I like to get real low down to the ground. Now, this is not while I'm right next to a bunch of traffic, mind you.
Sure, yeah.
If I'm on a road just by myself, I can't help myself. I like going fast, and I like looking graceful.
Yeah, this is a great way to combine those two things you like.
Right.
I can see myself wanting to do that also.
It's fun. They're fun.
I didn't this time, but I could see myself, if I had used it enough, wanting to get fancy with it.
Get fancy. Scooters are probably the number. These electric scooters, birds and limes and lines and Ubers and scooters are maybe the best example of, like, the biggest danger with them is how fun they are.
Yeah.
The fun is the danger, because it doesn't feel like a death trap, but it's kind of a car without the car. And
that's
when
a good way
cars
to put it, yeah.
get in accidents, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to put that. It is a car without the car. Because it felt dangerous to me when I was riding alone at night with no one else around.
Yeah.
Like, even then, it felt like I'm taking a risk here.
Yeah.
But it was also like you get the joy that a dog might have sticking its head out
true.
The window.
That's
and
true.
And it's like, oh, I see the appeal of this now. Like, that part's fun.
Stick your tongue out.
Yeah. Yeah, bark at the cars that go by.
Now, there's one feature of the scooters you did not mention testing. And
okay.
That's that little bell.
Oh, I did not even know that they have one.
They've got a bell in case you need to, you know, make other people laugh at you while you're trying to be safe.
Yeah.
But I always, you know, it's a thing that could come up. A car starts swerving into you real fast. You hit that bell, they might stop. So you test that bell out. But god damn, that's a loud, weak sounding.
Interesting.
Warning
yeah.
implement. It's exactly just like a bicycle. Ding.
Yeah. But, no, I didn't even know that they had bells. There was a guy who, when my girlfriend and I were walking to the movie theater that's near my apartment, there was a guy who was on a rented bike, and he was kind of, we were crossing the street, and he was coming down into that, like, crosswalk divot, I don't know what you call that specific part, the entrance to the crosswalk. And he was kind of swerving around, and I'm stopped because I don't know where he's trying to go.
Yeah.
And instead of using a little bell, he screamed in like a like guttural demon like like just moo, and it ruined my whole day.
Yeah, that's awful. Nobody likes getting screamed at.
No. And then you know you get that little that quick little impulse of like I could just kick your front tire right now.
Kick your front tire, this whole dynamic will be different.
That's right.
And then I'll run away.
Who's the devil now?
I'm sorry, you didn't tell me how to move.
Yeah. That's that was a how you doing that was in my app for months, and I was like, I don't want to talk about this. It still makes me angry. But I came up organically.
I know those stories. Yeah, where it's just like, I don't know. I think it's like an anxiety level thing, like with or like adrenaline. Gets up. Like it's like, nah, this isn't fun to talk about.
No,
this was a really bad time.
Yeah, I was angry.
Yeah. I don't like it. On the reverse side of this, this has nothing to do with scooters. I had the exact opposite thing happen to me the other day.
Okay.
I think literally the exact opposite. Tell me if I'm wrong. I'm hiking, but it's okay. Just like not a Elysian Park. I don't know if you've ever been. It's not really a hike as much as a walk, a nature walk with some
I have
some
been
elevation.
There. I believe that's where we took our improv team photos.
Now, you're correct, and I didn't remember that, and that's confusing. And I, having been back there, I can't imagine where we were.
We were in a lot of different places. We had to keep moving.
We poked our little heads out from trees.
Yeah, and then some people were like, well, I want to be next to this person in the photo, and I don't want you over here.
Yeah.
Then we, it's kind of our whole team dynamic.
And then we
anyway,
broke up
a
couple
a
months later, or maybe sooner than that. Anyways, I'm walking here.
Right, of course.
You know?
You're hiking here.
I'm hiking here, and I'm coming around the corner. And this little old
he'll
lady.
He'll be coming around the corner.
This little old lady's coming around the corner.
Oh, okay.
She's walking towards me. She gives me two thumbs up and says,
my wife.
My wife. She says, have a good day. And it made me so happy. Now, is that not the exact opposite?
That is the exact opposite. That is a story I would tell every podcast.
Slamming into you and saying, move. Little old lady hiking, two thumbs up, have a good day.
Did you have that little impulse to, like, kick her in the legs real quick?
I didn't think I had the impulse. I did. what are you going to do? You know?
Yeah, who's going to have a good day now and then you run away?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The answer? The vultures! She's dead. This is fictional.
Yes.
That's, I am not a murderer.
Yeah, great. That's a great cover.
Thank you.
Cover. When I had my Razor scooter, back when you were riding your .gov.
My .gov.
I yes. was riding around in a neighborhood and just completely ate it because of the tiniest little pebble in the road.
Ooh, those scooters, yeah. They would get destroyed by tiny pebbles.
Yeah. It's fucking worst. Another reason that I just, like, I'm just, I can't quite commit to taking the risk every time, you know? Yeah.
You got scooter trauma.
I got scooter trauma.
Yeah.
Much like Taylor Swift, I have scooter drama. She's come out fine.
True.
I need scooter trauma parentheses Chris's version.
Do we need to talk about scooter brawn?
Is that part of scooter
culture?
Scooter brawn.
He's always seemed like a massive fucking tool to me.
Yeah. Even when he's trying to be like, I'm not the bad guy, it seems like the more information he gives, it also feels like he's even more the bad guy than I thought before.
Yeah. All right. We covered Scooter Braun.
We covered Scooter Braun. As we know, Taylor Swift listens to this podcast after you pitched
her prog rock
album. Producing her prog rock album. She's kind of been, you know, checking out these episodes
checking
in full
out.
Just to get an idea
yeah.
of what we're all about.
Of what, like, well, Evan does the audio for this podcast. Let's see how it sounds.
Yeah.
You know, I think pretty swell. have we done it? Is there anything
yeah,
else
I think
to say?
We have.
I mean, I've got all those other stories I already told, so no need to tell them again, but hey, riding a scooter and the battery dying sucks, so do pay attention to how much battery life is left on your scooters. That's something you're learning.
Yeah.
That sucks. It's real embarrassing going down Hollywood Boulevard and the scooter slowing down to a complete stop. And then some guy laughing at me. So I had to just stop in front of someone who was standing there talking on the phone. He was like, I said I wouldn't tell the story again, but then I did.
Yeah. It was Seth Rogen, right?
Yeah.
Chewbacca was there too, right?
Yep.
Seth Rogen and Chewbacca. Hanging out on Hollywood Boulevard.
When aren't they?
It's a great question. When aren't they hanging out together? Since he ended his friendship with James Franco, he's been looking for new best friends to collaborate with. And I think he found a good one with Chewbacca.
Should they remake all those movies with Chewbacca? Pineapple Express.
Yeah. Which one do you think would be the best? I think The Disaster Artist.
I was gonna say, I haven't seen it, but The Interview seems like it would be pretty good.
That'd be great. Chewbacca infiltrating North Korea and becoming friends with Kim Jong-un. Love it. That's a great pitch.
Yeah. Quality.
Taylor Swift and Seth Rogen are two new celebrity listeners who just want to get a feel for what we're about before committing to a project.
We're
with
here.
Us.
We're in LA. We can do work. yeah. I don't know. I think we did it. I think we've learned all we can. We learned Chris chooses weird menu items at every restaurant he goes to.
That's true.
Do you... I mean, I guess you've mostly already answered, but... Outside of... I don't know. Say you're back in Arizona. I don't know if any of those cities are cool with Scoots. And you got
question.
That, like,
I don't know either.
Because for me, what it ended up being was that, I mean, specifically, the drive to the girl I was dating, the ride, which was, like, on a scooter, a 10-minute ride.
Mm-hmm.
And that was perfect, because that's just that length of, like, this, I've walked it, and it sucked.
Yeah.
Or you could drive and have a really hard time finding parking in that neighborhood, or it's a little 10-minute ride.
Mm-hmm.
Cost you a couple bucks. Who's gonna know? Cost you a couple bucks and potentially your life.
Yeah. And that's what it's worth to me.
Damn straight. Well, you're listening to us, and we appreciate that. We appreciate you, and we hope you continue.
Yes, please do. There's so many platforms you can listen to us on.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Have fun with it, you know? Don't just stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. Stick to the Spotify and... I don't know. I bailed hard on that.
But of course you can stick to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music or Pocket Casts or howdowehuman.com, the old web browser.
True.
Brought to you by Daddy Podbean. I do want to emphasize that is .com and not .gov, because that is a scooter.
If we learned anything... That is a scooter.
That is a scooter. And also, by the way, not to jump back real quick to what have we learned, but we've learned that we don't know what mayors look like.
No.
So if you're a mayor, send us some photos, and I'll give you some information as to where you can send those in just a second.
If you're a mayor of Easttown,
yeah,
let us know.
Is that what that show's title was supposed to, like, mean? Or was, because, was it her name?
Her name was Mare.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure if it was, like,
horse-related. Here's the problem,
I thought it was about a horse that lived in Easttown.
Fucking Taylor Sheridan's got to come out and muddy the waters with the mayor of Kingstown. I don't know what to believe anymore.
Who can you trust? You know,
I don't know.
It's too much.
Play them at the same time, like the Dark Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz. Maybe you'll...
Yeah, they sync up.
Maybe they sync up. I don't know.
I don't know. I do know that you should be leaving us a 5-star review. Man, we're getting real manic here at the end. But,
yes,
should,
because we started very grounded today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once we finish with this, I'm going to really plead my case that we speak for 45 minutes before every episode. But anyway,
I'm going to give the excuse that I have a real bad headache now. It's been a lot of screaming at the top of my lungs.
I wish that, how I wish that you would give us a 5-star review, subscribe to this podcast, follow this podcast, whatever the platform that you're listening on, allows you to do to, show us your love. You can also show us your love on social media.
Ow!
On a variety of platforms, including Instagram at How Do We Human.
We got that handle. Oh, wait, let me take that back.
We got that handle. you can follow us on Twitter at How Do We Human Pod.
Oh, we tweet those tweets.
Oh, not going to keep the song going?
Yeah, it wasn't going to work. I thought about it.
you can follow us on Facebook at How Do We Human.
See, now I've just got the song stuck in my head. I'm like, I can just keep singing the song. Gotta get that handle.
You can also send us pictures of your mayors at the email address howdowehumanpod@gmail.com.
The best part of that handle is that we got it up. We snatched it.
I will say,
up.
Yeah, the replacement of of snatched with got really
makes a big
affects
difference.
My enjoyment of that jingle. Evan,
huh?
You have anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, I do. I didn't think I did, and then I realized, oh, I do. You see, I'd had this idea. We're talking about helmets.
Sure, yeah.
Carry helmets around with you. And I had a thought that I'm like, hey, this is novel. And then I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, it's already being
done. Oh, that's
done.
A book.
Oh, it's a book.
Because it's novel.
It's already been done.
Okay. Woo-hoo-hoo. This is another Petsy.cc.
It's all been done. Yeah, it's a Petsy.cc. Classic Petsy.cc. I got fucked again.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, well, what if we could just wear... Like, we wear hats around the world. Hats around the world, anybody?
Around the world. Around the world.
We're doing karaoke tonight. Let's go! But you don't want to wear just like a helmet all the time. So I was like, what if the helmet looked like hair? Well, people made that, which is fun. You know, you got silly haircuts. But it's not like actual hair. It's just like it's the design on a hard shell helmet. And I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah.
From a distance, that's kind of funny. But
from a distance.
From a distance, these all look like bowl cuts. And
I was going to ask if it was all just bowl cuts or if they had like a Jimmy Neutron
like they
style.
Had different looking one, but they all still kept the shape of a helm.
Got it.
So okay. that Jimmy Neutron hair doesn't go into your brain.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about it and then I'm like, well, wait, there's something I encountered recently. There is this company called Locks of Love. They've got all sorts of fucking hair, and they're not doing shit with it. And okay. I could do something with that hair. I could put it onto helmets, real human hair on just normal helmets, and then I can make those dudes crazy, and the concrete will go right through that hair, saving your life, maybe. Fingers
mm-hmm.
crossed.
Okay.
Yeah, so I finally found a use for Locks of Love.
I was going to ask, because I don't think I'm familiar with Locks of Love, and I would like to know why they have so much hair that they're not doing anything with.
Well, they are a company that collects hair for, you know, cancer survivors.
That's what I thought that they were. But I do think that taking that hair and putting it on a helmet instead is better.
Yeah.
That's a better use of that hair. You're right.
It's a sillier use.
Yeah,
and
I
as we
I
learned
like
in
a
Patch
little
Adams.
Chia pet, like it's like a little chia pet thing, but with human hair.
Patch Adams taught us laughter is the best medicine. So,
yep.
You know what? Give you normal hair. The cancer survivor's gonna have them. They're just gonna be in a helmet.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Hey, Chris, what do you got going on?
You know, you're not on social media as much, which I'm very jealous of. So I don't know how much you know about the past couple weeks or so of controversies around a very popular podcast. And I'm pretending that you don't know because we talked about it in those 45 minutes before we started recording.
Yes, interesting.
But of course, that very popular podcast, the Joe Rogan Experience, has had to pull episodes due to controversial content.
Did not actually know they'd pulled episodes.
Oh, yeah, they pulled episodes, over 100 episodes because of use of the N-word, which is suspicious.
Oh, no.
But anyways,
that's a whole new problem.
yeah.
I thought he was pulling the misinformation.
No, I think they kept the misinformation.
Oh man.
Anyway, obviously there aren't going to be real consequences for, Joe Rogan, for his actions. Just little slaps on the wrist. But if Spotify ever did want to keep the JRE name,
mm-hmm.
but take out the host,
sure.
I'm pitching the Jeremy Renner Experience.
Okay.
He already had his own app.
He had an app.
So he's very...
That went swimmingly.
Big in promotion. Yeah. It went so well.
The mayor of Kingstown himself.
That's right. yeah, so if Spotify, if you want to hit us up, you know, we've got now an idea for a Taylor Swift album that would be great for your platform, and we've got a way to keep the JRE name. Yeah,
it would
ahead.
Be fascinating to see. And hey, I like Jeremy Renner. It would be fascinating to watch the most popular podcast in the world be taken over by a massive celebrity and just completely tank. It would lose millions of followers. And that's silly. Oh, but Rogan style.
yeah, I don't want to do any more lyrics to that song. with that theme.
That's fair.
Fully abandoning the premise that you've set up.
Well, we gotta find a way to scoot out of this hot water.
Yeah. Kick to start.
Kick to start. Ding ding. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
I didn't even mean to say bye. I said ding ding. Bye-bye. God damn.